Members of Nigeria's Islamic movement took to the streets to call for the release of their leader, Sheikh Ibrahim Al-Zazaki, when a team of the army and police fired live rounds at the protesters. The latest round of crackdown comes barely 24 hours after the police fired at protesters, killing at least six of the demonstrators.
Contingents of police and soldiers were sent to the scene of the demonstration, peaceful demonstration. And all they did was to open fire without any previous warning. As I'm talking to you, we lost two other people, teenagers, a girl and a boy. Many people were injured and many were arrested.
On Tuesday, members of the Islamic movement held funeral prayers for six of their members killed on Monday during yet another violent clampdown by the Nigerian police in the capital, Abuja. They said security forces' crackdowns will not deter them in their demand for the release of their leader, Sheikh Zazaki, who is in urgent need of getting medical treatment abroad.
Operation will never bring solution to any problem. It's only justice that will bring solution to problem. The injustice that is being meted continuously will aggravate the situation. It will make us to become steadfast and strong.
Meanwhile, Nigeria's Islamic movement has issued a statement denying that its members killed a police officer and a journalist during Monday's clashes with the police. The statement says the Nigerian police are the ones with guns and they are the ones firing live rounds at people protesting peacefully. The Islamic movement in Nigeria says it expressed its deepest condolences to the families of the police officer and the journalist killed by the Nigerian police. The Islamic movement urged the Nigerian government to release Sheikh Zazaki to go for medical treatment abroad. Danjuma Abdullahi, Press TV, Abuja.